Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Losing Control by Jen Frederick, performed by Kate Waldron. Dedicated to my dear husband for making sure we ate and had a clean house, fresh clothes, gas in the car, lights in the house, hot water, and every other necessity in life that I can't remember to take care of while in the middle of a book. I'd never be able to cope without you. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge? William Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice, 3.1. Chapter 1. Click. Cancer nurses have kind eyes. Kindness must be their superpower. How else could they continue to smile when most of the time they are treating people who are dying? Because while there is all this talk about survivors, everyone knows cancer is a death sentence. It takes longer to kill some people, and, of course, the good ones like my mother, Sophie Corielli, go down too swiftly. Click. Today, even the soft-hearted cancer nurses can only summon up pity smiles for Mom and me, as Dr. Chen clears his throat to deliver the dire news. Click. Throat cough. "I'm sorry, Sophie," he begins. My mom squeezes my hand, the one she's held since we sat down. It's the only thing keeping me from ripping the New York Memorial Hospital pen out of his hands so I don't have to hear the goddamn click again. A nurse swishes by. Her soft shoes sweep on the marble, adding slightly different vibrato. Click, throat cough, shuffle. It's a bad Broadway musical beat where the disease is the conductor. It's the disease, the mutating, killing cells that directs the players. Today the tone is somber. The last time we saw Dr. Chen, we were all high-fiving each other. Even the looming medical bills couldn't diminish the happiness we'd felt when he gave us the all-clear 3 years ago. Your MCL is back, and, not surprisingly, it's aggressive. We'll need to start an immediate round of chemo. Last time, we didn't need to do stem cell treatment, but I think we'll have to now, and we should do it right away. I stare wide-eyed ahead, because I don't want to see the fear that is in Mom's eyes at this news.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?